We're doing the Ta'amim for Megillat Esther. There are a few differences between the ordinary Ta'amim and the Ta'amim of Megillat Esther. Number one is that the Tipecha goes down, like the first word in the Megillah. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. So you notice the Munach goes up a drop after the Tipecha. Another difference is that you often have Munach psik, and then a munach, like in the second pasuk, keshevet hamelech, and you go up, it's like a small kadma ve'azla. Those are the two differences I can remember right now. Everything else is more or less similar. So we'll begin. Kadma pashta munach. Ah, so the zarka is also different, like the famous vayavo haman. Vayavo haman. Zalka Segol. Okay, so that's very different. Munach, Munach, Revi'i. Mapach, Pashta, Munach, Zakef Katon. Zakef Gadol. Merechati Pecha, Munach et Nachtam. Telisha ketana, telisha gedolam. Kadma ve'azlam, azla geirish. Zakef Gadol. Gershayim Dargat Evir. The Yitiv is similar. Also, you just go up Yitiv, and then there's no Shalsheret or Karnei Farah or Mecha Kefula or Yarech Ben Yomo. So then what's left is Mecha Tipecha Munachet Nachta Munach Sof Pasuk. I'm sorry. Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh Tipecha Munach et nachtam. Tipecha, sof pasuk. That's it. Now, you know there are psukim that are read in the Eichatun. You have the psukim, Echelim mikelim shonim. And then Mordechai. According to some, it's from the pasuk Mordechai Yadat Kol Asher Na'asa. And some also make the end of what they call the third chapter. V'amelech v'haman yashivu lishtot v'ayil shushan nahavocha u'Mordechai Yada et kol asher nasa, vayikra Mordechai et begadav, vayilbash sak, vayifer, vayitzei betoch ha'ir, vayizak, zaka gedola, umaram. And then in the end of the Megillah, when Esther talks to the king, so we also have that says in what they call the eighth chapter, it's a eighth chapter Pasuk Vav. Ki eichacha uchal v'ra'iti v'ra'a asho yimtza et ami ואיככה אוכל וראיתי באובדן מולדתי. Those are the psukim in Echatun. Some have the custom to make a special tune בלילה ההוא נדדה שנת המלך. What they call the fifth chapter? No, the sixth chapter. So there are different customs here. Some do it בלילה ההוא נדדה שנת המלך. And others do it בלילה ההוא נדדה שנת המלך, והיומר להביא את ספר הזיכרונות דברי הימים, והיו נקראים לפני המלך. Then there are other psukim, which some people have a custom to make a special tune on. One is the end of what they call the first chapter. Liyot kolish sorer biveito umdaber kilshon amo. Ish Yudi, obviously, you pause for the congregation to say. And then, we skipped one in Echotun, in Pasuk Vav, of what they call the second chapter. Asher hogna mirushalayim im hagola asher hogleta im Yechonya melech Yehuda asher hegla nevuchad netzar melech Bavel. Some have the custom to make a special tune on the pasuk of how Esther became queen. Pasuk Yud Zayin of that chapter. Vayehav ha-melech et Esther mikol anashim v'tisachin v'chesed lefanav mikol ha-betulot v'yasem keter malchut b'rosha v'yam licheha tachat v'shtim. And then some also end that chapter with a special tune. Vayikatev b'sefer divrei hayamim lifnei hamelech. On the very end of what they call the fourth chapter, the second to the last pasuk, so then when Esther says, that's it, I'm going to be lost, so many people have the custom to read that those words. Mechasher avati yahavati. Some have the custom that when the king tells Haman, go dress Mordechai in royal clothing, they read that in a special tune. It's what's called the sixth chapter, the tenth pasuk. Vayomer hamelech lehaman. And now we start special tune. Mahir kach et alevush ve'et asus kasher dibarta vasechein lemordechai ha-yehudi hayoshev b'sha'ar hamelech אל תפל דבר מכל אשר דיברת. And then also we read out loud what Haman used to call out loud. ככה יעשה לאיש אשר המלך חפץ ביקרו. Some have the custom, the Yekish custom is, that you make a stress on Pasuk Ches of what's called the seventh chapter. No, I'm sorry, not that Pasuk. On the Chafui Rosh. Sorry, earlier, in the what's called the sixth chapter, the twelfth Pasuk. Vayashav Mordechai el Shar HaMelech Ma'aman Nidcha Afel Beito Avel B'Chafui Rosh. So the Yekis make a stress on the Fui. And then the Yekis also have a tune for the hanging of Haman. The what's very end of the seventh chapter, Vaitlu et Haman al ha'etz asher hechin le Mordechai machamat hamelech shachacham. And then on the very end of the Megillah, so some have the custom to sing the last pasuk. Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi mishne la-melech Achashverosh ve-gadol la-Yehudim ve-ratzoi le-rov echav Doresh tov le'amo v'dover shalom lechol zarom. And you have to remember to shake the Megillah when you say Igeret. I'll call the Vayah Igeret Azo. And to read the ten sons of Haman in one breath. Ve'et parshendata, ve'et alfon, ve'et asmata, etc. Remember to practice pausing after you say Haman's name if you're going to be in a shul where they bang. And try practicing the Megillah that you fold up the way we do when we read a Megillah in public. And the brachos we'll do in 1 second.